that's what matters. Welcome back to Self Love Lounge. It's been a hot minute. I feel like I haven't recorded in a really long time intentionally. I feel like the last time I recorded an episode truly was probably in 2023. And I guess with life also, I feel like everything kind of juggles in. And also through my spiritual journey, I find myself just enjoying a softer, slow life. And even this morning, or even recently, if you will, I've been really drawn to just waking up in the morning and making myself a cup of tea and just being really intentional with how I'm moving in the morning and how I'm doing my skincare and how all of that kind of flows into your spirit a little bit more than I used to, where I used to be so fast paced. I would just want to do all the time in survival mode, trying to get to school, trying to get to work, trying to get to things that I don't even know if I have checked in with myself before I even checked in with the world around me. I'm really excited about today's episode because I've been journaling so much about love recently and what it means to me and how it looks for me and how it may look for the world around me. And that all came down with just experiencing this weird grieving journey of my life where I didn't even understand what I was grieving because I was surrounded by such loving people that I get to call my family, I get to call my partner, I get to call friends, I get to call professors, I get to call networks of Self-Love Lounge, I get to call listeners of Self-Love Lounge, and I found myself just in this dark night of the soul, and I hope one day that I can kind of talk about that a little bit more deeply into an episode, because I do know a lot of people do go through this moment where they just don't know where they're heading and what this means and how to process emotions that we don't quite understand that stems from our childhood or even, you know, traumas that we all experience every single day and how valid they are and how they deserve to be nurtured and taken care of as best as you have met yourself, most importantly. And so all this wisdom came to be about letting go. And letting go is something I try to practice every day. And it's so ironic to think about how we practice letting go every single day. Even when you pick up your cup of coffee in the morning, you're not thinking about the cup of coffee throughout your day. You've let go of that. Yet when we are heartbroken, we harp on that for dear life because we struggle with it. And we also even struggle to understand why we're even struggling with it. And sometimes I even forget the reason why I'm even in the position of doing so, of doing the letting go process. Until a couple nights ago, I was thinking about a relationship with someone. And this person was kind of someone that I helped raise. And I love the ability to write. And sometimes I do this thing where I even channel wisdom that comes through my spirit guides, my ancestors, my grandfather, or the universe, or God, if you will. And I write, and this is what I wrote. I helped raise someone who now is growing to hurt me. And sometimes relationships are very delicate, and we take them for granted sometimes. Yet this relationship in particular was really teaching me to let go of my childhood memories I was holding on to. And it was almost easing me into understanding that this person, which is not necessarily a person, it's more of an energy that may be projecting jealousy or envious emotions, is not an energy I can lean on from now on, or even the same way as I did once before when I was naive. And being naive is not good or bad. It's something that we go into not knowing anything because we don't have enough life experience to really know what it is to to navigate through and how to navigate through as well, and understanding our emotions that comes with these traumas. And so you think about the relationship you have with a parent, whether you're bridging the gap or burning the bridge. And it seems so poetic, but it really is that. You know, I've seen people in my life that navigate through really traumatizing relationships, because at the end of the day, people can make or break you, right? The same way that you can make or break people. Because there's this synergy kind of relationship and energy that we are all one. And this is the wisdom you gain from the choices you make about the relationship you have in your life, even when you are hurt by the ones you love or even grow to hate. And all to say that letting go can be scary and confusing and hard to navigate through when you don't necessarily fully know yourself yet. And all of those things that I just said is valid and is okay. There's a fear of having someone you love let you go the same way that you are. Yet when I started to grieve someone who is growing to hurt me, the decision I make became so clear with time. And even more steady with stories that brought me wisdom and peace. And I think about Oprah's quote that she said about what this letting go means. And it's crazy to think about how someone, or not even someone, sometimes you can love and miss someone you once knew and still be happy and content with the life you created without them. And this makes me think about how I felt about missing Vancouver yet still being happy in Ottawa. There's this weird in-between energy that we feel when we're in the process of letting go, where we know this person is toxic to us, yet we are still very happy with the life that we are creating without this person, yet we're still in this in-between energy. And these various emotions that are very subtle at first of grieving is preparing us for a bigger emotion that creates this chaos, this dark night of the soul. And it all comes down to the ability to love. It's almost like the ability to love someone is shown so deeply when we lose someone for good. And there's always relationships where you never forget the love you loved so loudly by the way you miss them or cry for them. Or even the wishes you hope for them, even if it is without you. And there's a part of you that understands that you and them were always meant to be over and never meant to last forever. Again, I'm playing with this energy, kind of energy today, because that's exactly what it feels like. And this makes me think about how we take encounters for granted, because recently I bumped into someone who hurt someone I loved deeply. And this person kind of offered me their hand, and my stomach was flipping left and right as I realized I should meet people with where they are at, and especially where they have met themselves. And this person seemed a bit lighter, with kind of occasional ego activation. Yet at this moment, I was learning to observe and not absorb. Because in the past, I would have been very bitter, completely immersing myself in an experience I never navigated through personally. And this situation helped me learn the way I love people in my life. I think it's easy to get really caught up in the negative or have my own ego activation where I'm just too good for this person or too good for the situation. But in this moment, I really learned the way that I love people in my life. And so it almost makes me think about how I will be able to navigate through my experiences of hurt, trauma, hate, insecurities, all alone, as a choice that I'll always make as well. Yet knowing someone I love hurting, I will fight till the end of earth and be angry for them to be able to love again. I get very protective over those I love. And it's almost an instinct I'll never apologize for. And as you get to know yourself, look at what others seems to find a problem with and learn to love those attributes the most, because that's exactly what this experience is teaching you. And at the same time, I also realize when I fight with people, I don't fight. I love, despite being angry. I don't engage in negative exchanges. I uplift the conversation in a sense where if I walked away from this, would I be proud of myself? Would my younger self feel safe if I engaged through an external war that was never mine to fight? And those questions are questions that I ask myself sometimes, and I invite you to do the same in your own way, in your own unique way of how you want to be talked to. You know, sometimes you have to be that friend to yourself and do that first. And the ability to love so deeply, whether someone is in your life, is beautifully missed sometimes. We don't recognize our ability to love because we absorb much more than we should. Feeling our emotion is one step closer. And it kind of is one step closer to transmuting the emotion into art, because that's what I do on this podcast every day. I go through these deep, heartbreaking situation, but I always see the light at the end of it until I realize that I'm the light shining light into this darkness that surrounds us every single day. And even in the past, when we look into the past, we understand that it wasn't our fault. We didn't know any better, yet we are now learning to know better, and we are choosing better as well moving forward. And it could be through art. Art has various ways of expression. And I notice sometimes when I get my heart broken, especially recently, I've realized when I share my art with whom I thought were friends or family members, or even just people I just met on the side, I can feel this energy, or even physically see them squirming into the discomfort of my authenticity. Or in society's words, accomplishments. A part of me wanted to close myself off. And I would go into this really dark place of myself where I almost absorb this energy in a way where I would operate in my shadow self as protection. But then there's also most of me who committed to healing, chose to stay open and find my authenticity even more than I did. The world is breaking your heart open. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's actually beauty in getting your heart broken, because there's two choices that you can make in this moment: to close yourself off, which I've definitely done before, but it never makes you feel whole again. It makes you confused, and it makes you feel very low, in a low operating vibrational state of mind, of spirit, of body. And then there's the choice of love, where you attract so much more than you ever thought was possible. And these instances of energies that want to dim your light are almost a testament of, are you strong enough to believe in your ability to create what does not yet exist? And it's almost like the more you show up authentically, the more you will attract exactly what you embody and have been wishing for every single day you lost yourself in something you did not truly love. And that's what it takes. Sometimes it takes a moment to snap out of your ego and land upon reality, where you start to choose love and lean into your soul as love chooses you back. I don't know. I feel different. And I feel, even recording this episode, it feels very, I don't know if I can describe it. I think in terms of how I feel, it feels more of a flow. And I guess with the world around me, I feel one, as my identity screams against it. And when I was in Vancouver briefly, I went for a walk, and I realized everything really seemed to be quiet. And not just because I had music in my ears, but it was almost like everything was quiet. I couldn't hear anything. I could see and appreciate life in such a slow motion way. And it was 9 a.m. and I realized that my awareness increased to peace. And I remember picking up a book, most specifically Eckhart Tolle, and not fully reading it, reading every now and then. But in this moment, I read this exact part of what I needed to hear in that moment. And it was, the degree of peace that you feel within is the measure of your success. And at this moment, with this episode, with you, I share this peace with you. I'm almost, if you could see me right now, I'm smiling at a voice indicating that my sense of self no longer depends on my mind. And this might be your remembrance. Choose love, choose peace. Anything that is not for you is not for you. And accept what comes with that. And when I say accept what comes with that, don't try to get into mind and try to rationalize, okay, like what comes with that? I'm going to lose this, this, and that, or I'm going to gain this. It's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's about being in your spirit, you know, flowing with the life again, you know, introduce yourself to things that you used to love. Love the things you used to hate as well. This synergy relationship with this duality where we can become one. And this made me think about, we are not promised today. Yet we consume ourselves with, what if this doesn't happen? Because of why we did what we did 2 years ago. We try to justify someone else's action to help bring peace to our minds, not fully understanding our ego's way of holding us back. And these are some of our everyday struggles, and I won't deny them. However, these words by Richard Rudd stayed with me, and I want to share them with you because it really opened my heart a little bit more, and it helped me understand this. People don't need help. People need love. They need to be reminded of what it feels like to be in the presence of love. No agendas, just love. When I was around agendas, I almost closed my heart off the same way we all did when we were children, except now I'm an adult. And I guess I want to also bring in that wisdom of what kept me open was one day I came home and I hugged my boyfriend so hard because this is what love feels like. I texted my mom, dad, grandma, sister, personally checking in on them like I had never done before. And my heart was just yearning for my people after spending time with people who couldn't find the love to love me because of my existence was triggering them. And for that, I understood every perspective in that sense because it almost made me think about, and this is what I thought about today, is that you can have a conversation with someone that you love or someone that you care about, someone that you meet, someone that you're getting to know, and the other person's perspective of you will be as much as that person has met themselves. So for example, if someone's operating at a low vibration and you're on this healing journey where you've put in the work, you've really committed to yourself, to your spirit, to your remembrance, to peace, to love, all these things that we talk about on this podcast, the person that you're speaking to might feel triggered because maybe they're not ready. Maybe they're not ready to, you know, look inwards. Maybe they're not ready for you to shine light into what they need to look at. And that's okay because I've been that person before, definitely 100% in my journey. When I was in my shadow fully, I wasn't ready. But then there are people that you won't even have to explain yourself to them. They just will be like, me too, you know? And I think that, 2024 and a lot of us are looking for a tribe. And just know that this podcast, I hope you know that you are a tribe to me, to my younger self. You're bringing in the love in my life in so many ways that nobody ever talks about. Nobody really sits on that idea that you're promoting this podcast, this wisdom, this love energy. And when we take a step back and remove all this facade, all this weird technical thing that we call society and society calls us, it's love. It's really love. I'm creating out of love. And those that have that vibration of love is resonating with my heart because our hearts are intertwined together because we are one. And I simply pause for a moment and become aware of those who do love me, where my inner child felt safe to come out and my shadow self could rest in peace by accepting better opportunities are on the horizon for my divine self to emerge in our lives is really profound to think about. And this realization all came about when I watched One Day on Netflix. And I know that so many of us watched it and cried for weeks. I probably watched it 3 times, honestly, and I literally cried every single time. And it just made me think, or not even think, it made me feel deeply about how lucky I am to be able to love and be in the presence of my ability to love, even if I'm grieving. I so often harp on the loss and even forget why I'm even sad. And the deep truth within these memories of unhappiness is that we love so hard that we become ready to let people in our presence of love go. And remember the love we were able to give and still hold at a distance of our hearts and theirs. And that's something nobody can ever tell you. That is something that you feel in time. And knowing that allows us to open space and become receptive to our tribe. And so I want to say this again, because I think that I don't say this enough. And I guess if you are listening, you are my tribe, and I have so much love for you and your journey and what you will create in your life, how excited I am for you. So I'd love to leave you with a few questions that can be a moment for you to journal onto, maybe throughout your day to think on, or even voice note. And the first one is, how can you love more? What would it take for you to receive what you are grieving? Think on how you wish to love, not next, but now. How can you love now? And with that, I hope you open your heart a little bit more than you did before this episode and become aware of the endless possibilities that surrounds your soul every moment you choose to be present. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And as always, as an energy exchange, please write a heartfelt review of what you feel from this episode, or what you think love is and what love means to you. Or rate us on Spotify if that aligns with your heart and your spirit. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.